This doesn't happen very often at WGN Radio, but I was scheduled to read that live read even before we knew that John Heggie was going to be our first guest here on the program. We welcome Anand now. Did I do okay there, John, with that read?
Oh, my goodness. That was fantastic, John. Thank you.
Thank you. But, I mean, the reality is there's a lot of people that haven't made these plans for whatever reason, right?
Oh, yeah. And it is a variety of reasons, whether people just don't want to deal with it or, you know, it's something you can do tomorrow. But, you know, it's always going to hang around you and that cloud following you around. So just get it done, get it off the checklist, and then you're done. And, you know, when you're done, you're done. And that's great.
312-981-7200 is the phone number if you have any texts or questions or calls you have for John and Corinne. Say hi to Corinne for me, by the way, John.
Oh, I will, of course.
For
sure. She sends her best.
Ah, I love working with you guys. And I really wanted to dive in here to something that I think is a good starting point for people. Do you think that enough people, whether they're married, they're single, whether they know exactly where their money is, how it all works, who owns it, or is that something that you find when you talk with couples that they don't really know exactly what their situation is with their money?
Oh, that's very true, because, you know, I think part of us is pre-programmed to save, so we put things away in an IRA or we put them in a 401k or a pension or whatever type of savings, you know, plan we might have put into place when we were younger. And then we save. And then at some point in life, you know, we convert that and we start to spend it. Now, unfortunately, if someone were to pass away or have a major life changing incident in between, people don't know where that money is or who it would go to. And sometimes you don't want it to go to the person closest to you because of a benefit or something else. So, yeah, that's important to know who your beneficiaries are and where and how those monies will travel.
I think a lot of people, you know, I think a lot of people know to put a beneficiary down. My company, like, alerts me sometimes, like, oh, this, you know, make sure you've checked this, make sure you double check this. I think that some people, though, get a false sense of security that if they've put a beneficiary down, then they're set, right? Like, that's all they needed to do. That's just step one, right?
Absolutely. That's just going to go to the person you want. And look, if that's your spouse, you know, 90% of the time, that's what you want. But, you know, maybe we need to do a little bit more planning and say, listen, if this transfers to my spouse, then it's forever going to be on my spouse's balance sheet. And does my spouse want that? Or does my spouse just want the benefit of that? Like just receiving the income from that? What about my children? You know, can my children inherit? Are they old enough? Would they need a guardian to oversee that money? Who would that be? You know, like you said, it's the first step and it's a good step. You don't want to be sitting out there without a beneficiary named, but we need to think it through a little bit more.
847 just texted, I used John and he was great. So way to go, John, and way to go, 847. And there is a little bit, you know, obviously it's a kind of a topic that's not the easiest to talk about, but I imagine you get a sense of relief from the folks once they do it and they know it's done.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the fun things. You know, practicing law is not always the most fun way to earn a living, but it is nice when people walk out feeling better than when they walked in. And then you know you did something good. And so that's one of my favorite things.
For sure. The caller wanted to know what it takes, but they couldn't hang on the line, what it takes to get a non-contestable will. And then they said the poison bill. I don't know if that meant poison pill, but a non-contestable will. What is that, and how do you get one?
Right. So that's where, you know, someone might be – well, how you get one is just to come see someone like us. We can certainly write those. Where there's a provision in there where it says, listen, if anybody challenges this will, they only get a dollar, or they lose their inheritance outright.
Ah.
You know, sometimes family dynamics are, you know, a little less than easy. And, you know, some gifts, someone might be upset they didn't get more. Someone might have thought that the sibling didn't deserve anything. And, you know, and occasionally they'll try to contest those. But for the large part, most wills aren't contestable. I mean, you can always ask, but the judge is going to say, no, we're going to follow the terms of this will because this person took the time to plan ahead of time, and we respect that, and we allow them to do so.
So for the most part, you think that that may not be something you want to do, but if you want to do it, you guys will help them out.
Absolutely. We can put it in.
For sure. Hey, the 608 wants to know about property powers of attorney. What are those, and can they help you after you pass?
Well, there's an important thing to remember about property power of attorney. They very much can help you if you're incapacitated or you can't do something, or if you're even out of the country or whatever it is. It's you designating someone to act as you for all matters except health care. So that person can go to the bank for you. That person could pay some bills for you. That person could, you know, ensure that you got somebody cutting your grass. They can do all those types of things for you, but it does extinguish upon death. So they can't do anything for you once you've passed away. So yeah. That's where you would need to have a will with an executor who has the powers to do things for you.
Do you have
that
any,
you would have done?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. So, no, it's okay. And I think it's a matter of people just need to know that that's the reality, is that after when you pass, that person cannot help you, and don't rely on that. Are there stats out there of what percentage of people have planned what happens to their estate after they pass?
Well, there's, you know, the American Bar Association put some numbers, but it's substantially more than half of people don't plan. And we could highlight some terrible tragedies, but most of the time it's not the worst thing in the world, but it's things that could have been prevented, bad things that you could easily prevent, you know, just by moving your money to one account to the other, or how you hold it to avoid a tax bill of 20-some-odd%, to avoid money going to someone who shouldn't inherit because they're getting state benefits and now they have to forfeit that to the state. There's all kinds of like little tragedies that happen that are, it's just so easily preventable. It's a little sad.
708 wants to know, they have a trust already established. They and their husband are going to purchase a new home. Should they put the home in the trust's name, or should they buy the home themselves and then work with the attorney to put the home in the trust afterwards?
Well, the main thing there is to get it into the trust eventually. So they might not be able to do that up front because of a mortgage or whatever that situation would be. We're all in a little different spot. But we want it to end up in that trust, because then the trust owns the property and you don't have to go through a probate process or any different deeding or anything like that if you were to pass away.
Okay. All right, John, we got about a minute left. I just want to make sure people know, obviously, the number to reach you guys is 847-272-7360. I'll say that one more time, 847-272-7360. You can go to heggielaw.com, HEGGIE law.com. Who should be reaching out to you, John?
Well, people kind of at all stages of life need to be reaching out. If you're about to go into retirement, that's a great time. If you're already retired and you're concerned about your end of life types of things, we should help with that as well. But even if you're just starting out in life, this is the time to get things in order so your estate will continue to grow in the proper division of trust or wills or however you want to have it set up. So there's not a bad time. And there's only, with the exception of if you wait too long. If you wait one day too long, that's a bad time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's going to harm the people that you love the most. We got a text at the last second. Which one of these are better, power of attorney, will, or trust? Can you answer that in 10 seconds? No, you'd need more information, most likely, right?
Most likely, but a trust generally is the best. It completely avoids the probate system and it allows you to make all of the rules.
All right, 847-272-7360. You can talk to John. You can talk to Corinne. They're great people over at Heggie Wagner Law. And, John, it's always great to catch up with you, my friend.
Oh, yeah, great talking to you, John. I love the show. It's interesting stuff today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And Max Armstrong is going to help us out in the next half hour. That's after a break in the news on WGN.